This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today in San Diego, the NCAA kicks off its annual convention. To be discussed, should schools pay student-athletes? Several college football players have been wearing patches with the letters APU on them, All Players United. They say they deserve a share of the profits generated by their performance. NCAA President Mark Emmert supports the idea of letting schools pay athletes modest stipends. Marketplace's David Weinberg has more.
There are two questions at the heart of this issue, says Lake Forest economics professor Robert Boddy. One is, can schools afford to pay players? And the second is, should they pay players?
And if we're considering it from a purely economic point of view, is, of course, if they create value, they should be compensated, as we do in any business.
Boddy believes there's no question that teams can afford to pay players. Profits from TV contracts, bowl games, and endorsements generate tens of millions of dollars for college football programs. If the NCAA decides to allow schools to pay players, that money will have to come out of someone's pocket. One likely target, says sports economist Alan Sanderson, is the coaches.
Not all, but close to all of the states in the United States, the highest paid public official is a football coach at the flagship state university.
In the current system, coaches play a crucial role in luring players to teams. Sanderson says that role would be diminished if teams could use money to lure athletes. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.